Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world what it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Come on now.
Wake up, Jamaica, y'all. Come on. You preachers, stop preaching what you teach. Teach the truth. Wake up, preachers.
Be the glory for this awesome and this wonderful evening tonight. We're grateful and thankful for you to be a part of it. My name is Tammy Storr, and I'm going to be joined very shortly by Minister Jesse Storr. Thanking God always for your time on this evening that you set aside for a Blog Talk Radio show tonight. And we just only pray that there will be some nuggets that will be imparted into your spirit tonight that will allow an ignition of something that will allow you to do a little deeper dive into what it means to understand and know how to sacrifice in a marriage. And when you speak about sacrifice in marriages, there's so many things we can do throughout our marriage to prepare us for our future in the form of sacrifices. And I just pray tonight will be one that you will be able to take a lot of nuggets from it, be able to make a turnaround in your marriage or your marriages that are soon to be. And we want to just thank God for your presence tonight. We know that you didn't have to be here. You chose to be here. And because of the sacrifice that you're making tonight, we only pray that there will be some nuggets that will be imparted in you that will make a difference in your life and in your marriages. And on tonight, as always, we want to just thank God for his presence. Thank him for allowing us to come forward to recognize, know, and understand that there's nothing that we can do without him. But with him, we can do all things. So we always usher in the Holy Spirit to be our mouthpiece, to lead, guide, and direct everything that we say, do, and touch here on the Blog Talk Radio Show. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, I want to first say thank you for yet another day, another beautiful day, the seventh day of February 2022, a day we've never seen before, a day we'll never see again. But in this wonderful day that you provided us, we want to say thank you. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to be in our right minds and be able to go about our day today and know the things that
we needed to accomplish. And I just hope and pray, Lord God, that the majority of us had an opportunity to be able to complete our to-do list. And if we didn't get it completed today, and we just pray and hope, Lord God, that you give us an opportunity to see yet another day to complete those lists, that task that we have on our to-do list. I pray today, Lord God, that you would continue to search the heart of each and every one of us and give us all an opportunity to recognize, know, and understand, Lord God, our role as a spouse. And tonight, as we speak about oneness, is about sacrifices. How many of us, Lord God, we know have given up ourselves and sacrificed our time and our gifts and sacrificed some even with our finances to make sure that our marriage or our marriages to be are going in the right direction. And Father, where we don't understand where we need to sacrifice or what we need to do to make sure we have unity in our marriages, I pray that you give us an opportunity to learn from you. And I pray, Lord God, that we will study to show ourselves approved, that we will dissect your word and understand what your word tells us. Especially when we look at Ephesians chapter 5, you go through it, Lord God, such as a blueprint of marriages. And then we think about, Father God, how we even look back over Galatians chapter 5 in verses 22 and 23, where you tell us how to live a life, Father God, that will be full of, Father God, peace and full of love and gentleness and self-control and being able to understand what it means, Lord God, through faithfulness and being able to be the best spouse on this side of heaven. So as we think about the fruit of the Spirit, that we're able to incorporate it in our lives, that will allow us to understand how important it is for sacrifice in our marriages. I pray today, Lord God, that you will be with each and every one of us. We all have individual needs, desires, and wants. And Lord God, so many of us are just going through right now. We're going through various storms in our lives. And none of us, Lord God, are at a point where we won't go through storms. It's what do you do when you're going through your storms? Are you asking for protection? Are you allowing ourselves an opportunity for a covering from you? Are we reaching our hands up to the skies and to the heavens to ask, Lord God, for help from you? I know, Lord God, so many are battling with financial challenges. Would you bless them right now in the mighty name of Jesus? I pray for those that are battling in their health today. They may not be 100% in their bodies. I especially pray for my mother, Mama Holloway, that you heal her body knowing that she's not 100% in her body. There may be others that are going through just challenges with relationships with children or their spouse or friends or coworkers. Father, meet them in their time of need. There may be others that need you for various reasons, but we know you're all-knowing, Lord God, and I just pray that whatever that need is, that you meet them in their time of need. I pray for the man of the hour, Lord God. I pray for Minister Jesse as he comes forward a word in season that you would bless him and open up, Lord God, his vocal cords to be able, Father God, to share what you have given him on this evening. And I pray, Lord God, that he will have an opportunity to share through transparency and give you all the credit because we know you deserve all the credit. And we thank you for just allowing us to be used by you as a willing vessel to share what you have given us on this day, Lord God, as we speak about oneness, Father God, and sacrifices. And we know that you would equip all of us if we have it in our heart to learn a little bit more, not only learn it, but to apply it to our daily lives. So go and be with us all and continue to allow us all, Father God, to recognize no one understands we're not perfect. But when we make a mistake, let us go to individuals and ask for forgiveness. And when someone has brought us all, let us be quick when they're asked and us to forgive them to say yes, that we forgive them. For we understand and know we can't make it into the kingdom of heaven without using that wonderful word here on earth. So go and be with us all until we see you face to face, Lord God. I love you, appreciate you, and thank you for the privilege to lift up this prayer tonight. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
One more time, let everybody say amen. We give God glory, honor, and praise and thank him for my queen and her beautiful ministry gifts. And we welcome you tonight as well on this Monday night in February 7th, We're off to the first Monday in this month, and we praise God the year is moving fast. Already 1/12 has been done, consummated, finished, part of history at this moment in time. You know, this concept of sacrifice is a very deep perspective, because oftentimes when we think of sacrifice, we may even think of sacrifice as some form of offering, which it is. But we sometimes don't realize that in everything we do, in every level of success or attempted success that we may pursue, there is an element of sacrifice involved. And we either knowingly or unknowingly make sacrifices in what we do each and every day, always. I mean, when you think about sacrifice, you may think about the sleep you give up if you were in school studying, or studying to be an apprentice, or studying to do whatever, or doing a level of research on a subject matter that you have become extremely interested in. And so the sacrifice you may make available is lack of sleep. So you're using that time where you may would have been asleep, but you were sacrificing that so that you will be able to learn a new skill or internalize a new perspective as you get a greater understanding of that particular reality. We sacrifice all the time. If we are employed and we happen to work someplace, you are asked oftentimes to make a sacrifice for others. Perhaps when it gets warmer in the year and it's time for people to take vacations and do different things, sometimes we're asked to step up. And in order to step up, sometimes you may find yourself not taking as long to go to lunch and coming in earlier, or sometimes staying late just to make sure that all the work is done. And especially when you may be working from home, there's a lot of sacrifice. As a matter of fact, most of the research indicates that when you work from home, you definitely work more than the allotted amount of time. So if, in fact, you were working and you were expected to put in 8 hours or 8 to 9 hours, the research will indicate working from home, you're going to put in 10 to 12 hours. And so right there, you are once again sacrificing your time, that time which could be made available to someone in your family or to another activity or whatever. So all around us, we are constantly sacrificing. We're constantly giving of ourselves to others in an attempt to make sure that you are able to achieve the things that you need to achieve, especially when you are working with someone else. Now, we think about that in terms of marriage or in terms of oneness. I mean, it's all about sacrifice each and every day. And the more engaged and the more broad your marriage is, the higher the level of sacrifice. What do I mean? Well, if you have, if you start out initially, it's just the two of you. And when you start out, you both may be doing things that you enjoy doing, but life happens and things change. And as those things begin to change, you will find this bilateral reality that both might begin to make sacrifices that they never thought about before. The greatest sacrifice, of course, is going to be perhaps the reallocation of your time. We all are given the same amount of time, 365 days, 24 hours a day, I mean 7 days a week. We all know the drill. There may be some months where we got 28 or 29 days and others where we have 30 or 31 days. But at the end of the day, we all have the same amount of time available to us. And so the critical point becomes, how are you going to use your time? And what are you going to do with your time to be the most effective person you can be? And oftentimes, when we perform an analysis of that, we may discover that in order to achieve the things that we want to get done, there will have to be a sacrifice. There will have to be something that's going to be given up, something that's going to be changed. Because if it's not changed, you won't be able to perhaps achieve a new desire that you now have. And so we want to impress greatly that even if we are not cognitively aware, even if we are not thinking about the concept of sacrifice each and every day, 24/7, 365, that's exactly what's taking place. And so we like to go through a few examples which talks about and which illustrates this level of sacrifice. See, in marriage, both spouses make sacrifices of some sort to make the marriage work. It can't be a situation where you have a mutual bilateral reality where one person is going to make sacrifices all the time without the other ever even thinking about the concept at all, nor be willing to make sacrifice themselves. That won't work. Both spouses knowingly make sacrifice for the advancement of the marriage based on long-term objectives. And that's why, you know, when you get married, you need to have some idea of what you may want to accomplish. I know, Tammy, when we first were married and there were no children and all of that, I can remember us speaking about this very thing, about we desire to have our children attend the same school, to have some commonalities in their experiences in life, because you had achieved that. You had attended the same school with, you know, your sisters, and you had lived at the same place, and we chatted about that. Seems to give some kind of balance or some kind of perspective that you'd always been able to share about some of these things in common. And in order oftentimes for those kind of things to happen, there's got to be a level of sacrifice that takes place somewhere along the way. And this is what we see once we become married, because each spouse then becomes committed to doing what is necessary to make the union work, even when there may be stressful periods during the marriage. Because trust me, as we know, we know there will be stressful periods during the marriage. When we think about a marriage and what takes place, two people coming together, joined together in oneness with the need to integrate, with the need to perhaps modify and look at some of the very things that you've been doing all your life somewhat differently. Each spouse becomes aware of the stress and the pressures associated with success in the marriage and the plot Satan will use to disrupt your marriage. You know that, right? Is that his job is to steal, kill, and destroy all of the joy that you may ever conceive or ever think possible in your marriage. And each spouse must begin to understand there will be situations that encompass physical or medical or even children challenges that will happen at some point in your marriage. It's not going to always be smooth sailing. And given the world that we live in today, a world where each year 600,000 to 800,000 people go missing, and most of those that go missing is more on the younger side. Sometimes, yes, a teenager thinking that they have found their way may run away from home, may do some things, but they also know that there are many. They don't run away from home. They're snatched up. They're kidnapped. They are abducted. And we hear more and more about these sexual predators, about pedophilia activities, and about those that may run human trafficking and human slave trades even in the 21st century, even in the year 2022. So there's a lot that goes on and a lot a couple months sacrifice if they're going to not only have a successful marriage, but if they're going to be fruitful and multiply, they need to also have a great understanding that during the course of your life, you will make tremendous and necessary sacrifices for your spouse and also for your husband and or wife. And I know, Tammy, you made tremendous sacrifices in our marriage, and I appreciate that, and I'm sure our children appreciate that as well. And one of the things that I know we have chatted about and want to chat about some of these tonight are some of the specific examples of the sacrifices that I know you made and we made in an effort to pursue a oneness and in an effort to raise children in a manner that will be pleasing to God. And now all of us know, anybody that's listening to my voice right now live on the broadcast, or perhaps you're listening now in the archives, it is a full-time assignment. Once you have children, it becomes a full-time assignment for you and your spouse to try to figure out how you're going to bilaterally find ways and resources, pathways to satisfy the growth needs of your children, and at the same time, maintain that delicate balance that's necessary between the husband and the wife. And so what I like to ask you, Tammy, is when you look at, you know, some of the sacrifices you made, and I say you made tremendous sacrifices, because I know without a doubt, unequivocally, you could have achieved a whole lot of things. Now, in my biased opinion, what you achieved is the utmost to me, because God said it was a blessing. And I can remember, you know, the decision-making process that you were going through and went through. But I want to ask you, why don't you share a little bit from your perspective on some of the sacrifices that you've gone through and we've gone through in an effort to make oneness work, and also in an effort to be the best parents we can be. Come on and share tonight.
Well, good evening, Jesse, and good evening to each and every one of our listening audience. We just thank God for your presence once again. You know, when I think about this wonderful topic, oneness is about sacrifice. I mean, let's really think about this thing, because when we think about marriage, really, marriage is sacrifice. If you go into marriage knowing that you're no longer one, and now you become in oneness with another individual, so there's two people that's always involved that allows that oneness to take place, if we do it the right way, in Genesis 2:24, it tells us. And so one of the things that I think about, if I want a successful marriage, there are going to be some things that I have to look at in our marriage to determine what can I sacrifice personally for the betterment of our marriage. And one of the things I will actually say that I know that not only myself, but many under the sound of my voice may have sacrificed some of the same things. And for me, when I think about our marriage, and I think about, and I go back down memory lane 25 years ago, and as we got together, I thought about when we got together, how were we going to allow ourselves to organize our schedules, to be able to see each other as often as possible, between you traveling 3 and 4 days a week, I was traveling 2 and 3 days a week, and then we knew we had a teenager son that was here in the house, and we were kind of figuring out when each of us were going to be here so that at least there would be someone here to allow our son to have an accountability partner here, because we know teenagers think a little different than we do once we become that mature age. And so we were just trying to prevent Jeremy from getting into any unnecessary issues and challenges by just knowing that he was here so much during the week without any supervision. So I will say our first challenge, our first sacrifice, I won't call it a challenge, our first sacrifice was understanding and knowing by having, you know, a teenage child in the home
that we needed to make sure that we organized our schedule. So whereas we were before, we were thinking before that happened, that he moved into our home, that we were going to plan to be apart during the same day so that we will be able to come together and spend more time together. But unfortunately, when we knew that Jeremy was going to come and move in with us right after we got married, we had to make a sacrifice, and we had to say that was not going to work for us. So then what we had to do was go back to the drawing board, and how many of us know that you might think things should go one way, but then life happens, things happen, and it turns some things around. And so what we ended up having to do was juggle our schedules where one of us was here when the other was gone. And so any of you that are under the sound of my voice know that that just takes us a little bit further apart from being with one another than we originally planned. But we made it through that small challenge, that small sacrifice. Then fast forward a few years later, as it relates to children, because how many of us know, children is one of the areas in our lives as husband and wife that will allow us an opportunity to sacrifice more than we could ever imagine. So then when we fast forward a few years later and God gifts us with a set of twins, and as much as God knew that I really wanted to continue on within my career, but because we knew that when our twins were born, they were born almost 2 months early. Therefore, they were in the hospital for 6 weeks and then came home on an ACME machine and came home with probably a little bit more challenges than the average healthy child. So not only with it being children that caused some challenges for us, Jesse, and we had to say, okay, it's time to make some sacrifices. It's time for us to sit down and decide, what do we do from here? And one of the things that you highly recommended is for me to stay home as a stay-home mom and be here to care for our children. And this was something that we sat down and we did speak about. And we didn't look at it so much that I was giving up my career and I was giving up the opportunity to be out there and continue to grow up the corporate ladder. We look more at long-term, what is best for our family. And so some of the examples are you're giving up some of your time for your children, and then you may be giving up your career at that moment for your family because you might find yourself needing to be at home a little bit more versus out there doing whatever you can to chase that corporate ladder. So I'm grateful that God allowed me to see through his vision that he needed me to be home not only for our children, but to be here for you as your spouse as well. And so those sacrifices are very important because when we really look at it, it's not about we're looking at someone being better than the other, but we're looking at just the whole picture. Who would be the best one for this role? And I thank God because he gave me an opportunity to be here with our children for 20 wonderful years to watch them grow and watch them do what he has called them to do even today in their lives. And so when I think about that, I think about sacrifice. I mean, it's an essential element of a strong marriage. And when that happens, it causes you to communicate more than you ever have before. And I don't know how many of you have really sat down and really thought about, do we really take the opportunity to sit down and communicate about things that need to be done in our home where it may cause us a little bit of sacrifice? Well, I hope you have, but if you didn't, this is just your opportunity to grab one of these nuggets. Take the opportunity to sit down and communicate about the whole picture of your marriage and what needs to be done and the sacrifices you may have to give up or sacrifices you might have to make. So when we're thinking about that, we give up the lesser important for the most important because when you really map out the things that you both must do, there's always going to be opportunity for each of you as a spouse to sacrifice. sacrifice in marriage and in race relationships in general is often, often about making efforts for allowing us to be a better individual, to have a better setup within our family. A sacrificial and divine love, Jesse, is unselfish. It always allows an opportunity to come where you're able to display of affection that will strengthen and improve your marriage, if only you allow that an opportunity to be seen through your eyes and through your spouse's eyes. I thank God that when I think about not only career, I not only think about children, but I think about also, Jesse, when we are considering all of the recreational pursuits. You know, that to me was where I really felt God allowed us to really understand that it's only temporary that you're giving up some of your recreational pursuits to help build your marriage, to help build your actual, you know, children to be all they can be. I know that when we first got to marry, golf was one of the most important things that one of them, I didn't say the, one of them that you really, truly enjoyed as a hobby. And you did not give up golf grudgingly. You gave it up willingly to spend that time with our children as their personal coach. From Jesse and Jessica when they were young to when they got older, coaching Jesse's boys basketball team. And then once Jalea got older, being her head coach of the girls basketball team. And so I thank God that he gave you that vision, that he had something else in store for you for about 15 years or so of your life. And when we look back over our lives and we see all that we're able to achieve by being willing to sacrifice, not grudgingly, because as God always says, he wants a cheerful giver. So if you're going to give through a sacrifice, do it with a smile. Do it knowing that God wants you to be everything that he can possibly not only have you to be, but for you to be there and support your spouse as well. And then if he gives you with children, to make sure you have the ability to sacrifice also for your children. When we think about all of these hobbies and all of the things we're doing, you know, one of the things that's so important, you don't have to give up these things if you don't want to. What you have to do is communicate with your spouse and just come together and figure out through the communication God has allowed you to open up and figure out how you can do some of these things alongside the other responsibilities, i.e. children, i.e. your spouse, and other things that you desire to do. You can do more than you can ever imagine, but you have to put a plan in place. You have to understand and know there's only so much time in a given day. And it's up to you to utilize that time to the best of your ability. I thank God because without him allowing us the opportunity to be able to do and say things that he would want us to, we would be lost in this world. And so I pray that God gives us all an opportunity to understand and know what it means to sacrifice in a manner where we are and can and will make a difference in the lives of our loved ones. And I know tonight is a topic that some of you may look at as very positive, and others may look at it where you want to, you know, kind of look at it more as a negative because you feel, think, and believe that why should I have to give up anything? Well, if you want to work as a team, sometimes you do have to give up certain things. When I think about even on a basketball court, even as we watch today the basketball game from Georgia Southwestern, and as I was watching the game and I heard the commentator say, you know what? You know, one of the players that was coming down the road had almost a wide-open shot that straight to the basket to lay it up, could have got two extra points on her books. But she knew there was a teammate that was running right in front of her and beside her that she could have handed it off just as easy and gave her an opportunity to make the basket. Well, she did what was right, and because her teammate was slightly in front of her, she pushed the ball forward and passed it off and allowed her to make the easy two-point shot versus her taking it. That's what they call sacrifice on a court of giving to another team player and not playing with a selfish heart, but playing with a team spirit and sacrificing sometimes when you know you can make an easy shot. So I just pray that we all look at our family unit, our spouses, our children, look at the whole unit, and we're able to come together and make the sacrifices that we need to make to help make a difference. And as I close, Jesse, I just want to thank God. I want to thank him for allowing us to understand and know that as we make these sacrifices, he's well pleased with it. He wants us to show unconditional love, agape love, and that comes from showing that you have the ability to sacrifice. And when I think about Ephesians 5:25, it tells us, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Now, is that a sacrifice? That is a major sacrifice. And if we only look at how God dealt with sacrifice, we all would allow ourselves an opportunity to be able to love even greater, because that love is so great that he gave of himself for the church. And I hope and pray that we're in situations that we're able to do the same. As Colossians 3:14 tells us, it tells us, and above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And perfect harmony is what you will get if you're willing to allow yourself to sacrifice in the marriage that God strategically put you in. And I just only pray that tonight you will not only listen to the Blog Talk radio show, but if you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is an issue in your personal, don't worry about your spouse, because see, right now you got to be concerned with self. And if you know, looking in the mirror and deep down, that you don't do a good job by sacrificing and giving up for your spouse or your children or even people in general, you might need to look to the heavens and ask God to help you understand this word called sacrifice just a little bit better to allow you to be a better individual while you're walking this earth. And I know God's got great things in store in all of us. So the sooner we learn this, like today, the better off we're going to be, because then he's going to open up so many more opportunities for us in our marriage, with our children, with our coworkers, with our friends, if we give of ourselves more. I pray God blesses each and every one of you. As always, I pray blessings upon each and every one of your marriages or marriages to be. And I thank God for the opportunity to share once again here on the Blog Talk radio show. God bless you all.
Now, you know, I want to tell you all, Tammy left out some examples of sacrifices she herself made. And I said earlier, and I was very serious, that I know she could have been a president, vice president, director, whatever, in one of these corporations around America. And she was just that good, and she is just that good. And I know that was a tremendous, tremendous sacrifice that she made to stay home. But we achieved those things that we had decided. And we had decided we wanted to do. Our children going to those similar schools, having those similar experiences, because unlike Tammy, I had been out there as part of the integration mode in life and all of that good stuff. And I didn't have an opportunity to have those kind of common elements in the relationships with my brothers and my sisters. And so we were successful. And it took sacrifice to do so. And I thank God that you know, Tammy, were willing to do so. I mean, also some of the relocation considerations. You know, we were asked to move, I remember. And we compromised in a sense with the request, And at one time we had two homes, one here and one in another city. And, you know, the children were young, and we were doing everything we could to, again, make the right kind of sacrifice and keeping the family together. So instead of me traveling every week without the family, we elected to buy a condo in another city, and the family could go with me. That lasted until it was time for them to go to school, but we no longer could do that. And also, there were personal opportunities that came up for Tammy and for myself that we turned down because, again, we wanted at that moment to be consistent with our children. You know, it was a beautiful thing. And then when we reflect back and think about it, as you were going through it, you really don't always get the fullness of the sacrifice. And all of us, all of you that's listening to us tonight, you have made sacrifices. And it would be good perhaps for you to just take a moment or two if you haven't. We always speak about journals and write down what were some of the sacrifices you made in your marriage to take advantage of freshness in this year. And just think about it, because we all do. We all have. If you've been married for a year or 5 years or 10 years or 15 or 20, 25, or whatever number of years, in order for it to have been successful, you have made sacrifices. You have made tremendous sacrifices in your marriage and in your relationship. And we want to encourage you tonight to really examine how some of that all came together. What happened that caused you to be able to be in a situation where you knew you were able to do so? Did you refuse some personal opportunities to go to another city or go to another job? Did you simply say you didn't want to disrupt your family at a particular point in time? Because sacrifice is, again, it's something that's not stagnant. It's emergent. It's dynamic, organic, constantly changing. And so at the end of the day, we're just trying to put some boundaries around and some definitions around some of those areas. And on the other hand, there may be some areas, some things that you really want to investigate, that you want to look at and think about, because the year is still young. Although January has passed, the year is still young. And before I forget, I want to remind you, if you want to make a comment tonight at any time, hit one on your phone that'll notify us in the studio that you'd like to make a comment or ask a question, and we can then unmute your phone. Because as you know, when you dial in, the phones are automatically muted. Now, we also want to just take a moment and think about, just for a second, all of those things from we ourselves may have been growing up as children, that it may be good also for you to reflect back and think about what were some of the sacrifices your parents or your parents made for you that even to this day you appreciate it, and you appreciate it now more than before, that perhaps when you were going through and those sacrifices were being made, you didn't see them as sacrifices. Sometimes you even thought they were just, you supposed to do it because you were this or you were that, which is not the right way to be thinking, because we're supposed to be appreciative of all things. Think about that for a moment. And as you think about that for a moment and reflect upon it, or write it down and think about it later on this evening or tomorrow, this week or whatever, then begin to write down what have you sacrificed, what has your spouse sacrificed. And if you happen to be a single parent looking to be married, but you're single now, you have had tremendous sacrifices because you are doing it alone. Now, I know sometimes we have loved ones that help out, but when you are that single parent, and especially that single parent with multiple children, see, some of your sacrifices may even be sometimes working more than one job. I mean, it's shameful to think that in a place like America with supposedly the richest place, the richest country on the planet, that we have so many situations where parents are sacrificing each and every day. And even as they sacrifice each and every day, the system, the world, what we're in right now is taking our children down paths that we know a little about. They're being exposed to situations and things that never occurred to us, never happened to us. And that's something that we should be extremely, extremely concerned about. Let's go to our phone line for a second. 386-8953. Your mic is open.
Well, good evening, Brother Jesse and Sister Tammy and everyone that's listening in. This is Brother Eric, and I just always like to call in. And as I listened to your show, and I was thinking about the sacrifice, made me think about a conversation I was having with my mom. And now that she's retired, she goes to the hairdresser a lot now. She really enjoyed going to the hairdresser. And we were talking one day, and she was telling us how growing up, she, raising three children, single mom, she wore a wig the whole time we was growing up. She wore a wig because she was like, if anybody's going to be going to get their hair done, it was going to be my sister. So she kept my sister's hair done. My sister was going to the hairdresser regularly, but my mom wore a wig, you know. And now that she's retired, one of the things that she really enjoyed is going to the hairdresser and pampering herself, getting her hair done, getting her nails done, and things like that. And it just made me think about how we grew up in the city. Growing up in the city, it was a lot of expenses that we didn't have. She didn't have to pay. Because we walked, or we was able to ride public transportation. We always lived close on the bus line, or was close to the subway, where we can get on the subway, even go to school. We can get right on the bus right outside of our house and catch the bus to school on the cold days, you know. And I just think about how much money she saved not really having to pay car insurance and having to pay for gas and things like that, because, you know, we lived in the city. And then when life got better and she was able to make a little more, then she, one of the things on her list, she wanted to buy a house in the suburbs, and we was able to do that. And I just think about those things, and when it came for me time to, when I started my business, things that we sacrificed in order to keep our family together, as me and my wife both, as a barber and my wife as a hairstylist. When we started our business, we started it with the concept of keeping the family together, because our children, we didn't want to put them in daycare, you know, or aftercare. But then at the same time, we couldn't control our environment because we were working in somebody else's business. And so I was sitting down, and I was telling my wife, I said, if we could find a place, you paying booth rent one place, I'm paying booth rent another place. I said, if we could sit down and find somewhere where we can bring our children after school to work with us, we, even though we'd be working long hours, we won't be paying a salary out of our salary, and then we'll still be able to keep our children together. And thus, that's how we ended up starting our business. And, you know, almost 16 years later, you know, we are able to now reap the harvest of those seeds sown, you know, those seeds that were sown to keep the family together. And during tough times, you know, we think about those sacrifices, and we think about the things that we did. It was never to line out pockets with money, or, you know, power tripping or anything like that. Us thrusting into entrepreneurship, moving into a new city, a foreign city with no family, the number one goal was to keep the family together. And I believe God blessed that concept, but it also thrust us into entrepreneurship. And I have no regrets with that. I have no regrets by making those sacrifices. But I seen those things. I seen those sacrifices made growing up, made with my mom, and then later in my adult life was able to appreciate her even more for those sacrifices. And I know a lot of mothers and a lot of single mothers and single parents, for that matter, make tremendous sacrifices. And, you know, you should give them their flowers while they're alive and let them know that you appreciate those sacrifices and what it did for you, shaping you and molding you to the person that you are today. Amen.
Powerful, my brother. And we appreciate your comments right on. As always, Minister Eric Green and also Master Barber, Good News Barbershop. You want to get a fine cut, go check him out in Jonesboro over there. You'll be happy that you did. It's a powerful young man. Yes, those are sacrifices. And I tell you what, you know, it's something we all need to become better at. And I really love what you're saying. If you have a mother, father, sister, brother that's made sacrifices for you, make sure you honor them while they're yet still here and able to respond. I'm going to ask Tammy to come back and make any closing comments that she'd like to make, and then end us in a prayer, because at 9 o'clock, you need to dial back in and listen to our sister, Minister Lil Killis. Come on, my queen. Come on and share some ending comments and close us out.
Amen, Jesse. I want to first just say to our dear brother, Eric Green, may God bless you. You bless me with those comments. You bless me speaking about the sacrifices your beautiful mother made. And I can only imagine all the sacrifices my mother made. I just remember so often I was too young to know, but my older sister Deborah did. My mother just sacrificed food, something we just take for granted every day, that when she didn't have enough food to feed us all, she made sure she set us all down at our table and she would feed us all and she wouldn't eat. And she said it was too many times to even mention how many it was. So I know that so many of our mothers, our fathers, have sacrificed for children. And I know so many have sacrificed for spouses. And I just pray that God give us the ability to have a better understanding of what that word means to all of us, so that we're willing to sacrifice as well. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, I want to just say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to speak on this topic tonight, that we speak about sacrifices. I pray that you get it in our hearts and in our spirits that we need to probably do even better with some of the sacrifices that we make on a daily basis. I pray tonight, Lord God, that you will go and be with each and every individual under the sound of my voice, that you would minister to them in a mighty way. Give them an opportunity, Lord God, to hear your soft, sweet voice. I pray that you allow all of us to be covered by the blood, that we're able, Lord God, to go out of our homes into our workplaces and back home with no hurt, harm, or danger. Let us all get a good night's rest tonight. I pray for our dear minister, Leah Killings, as she comes on after us at 9 p.m., that everything she says, does, and touches will be blessed by you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Agape love.